This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says U.S. President Donald Trump is meeting with doctors treating him for COVID-19 Monday to assess his progress. The administration is, quote, optimistic, end quote. He could be discharged from Walter Reed Medical Center later in the day. During a 10-minute news briefing Sunday, the president's medical team explained Mr. Trump is taking a steroid, dexamethasone, which is typically not administered in mild or moderate cases of the coronavirus, along with a 5-day course of remdesivir, an antiviral medication. After tweeting a video Sunday that he is, quote, getting great reports, end quote, from his doctors, the president promised a little surprise for his supporters outside the hospital where he's being treated. That was a drive around for supporters. The decision was condemned by one attending physician at Walter Reed as irresponsible. State and county officials in the U.S. state of New Jersey are contacting more than 200 people who were at President Trump's golf club for a campaign fundraiser Thursday and asking them to monitor themselves for possible coronavirus symptoms. Anyone who was in close contact with the president or his staff is being asked to quarantine for 14 days. After the White House announced early Friday the president and Mrs. Trump had tested positive for the coronavirus, it sent the New Jersey officials a list of 206 people who attended Thursday's event. Malaysia's prime minister said Monday he would go into quarantine for 14 days after coming into contact with a minister who had tested positive for COVID-19. The 73-year-old premier said he'd been at a meeting Saturday with the religious affairs minister to discuss the country's rising number of coronavirus infections. That minister tested positive Monday, the prime minister said, adding all his own tests so far had come back negative. This is VOA News.